Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
American soccer fans, welcome to episode 129 of the USA Soccer Cast. We are bringing you everything about the U.S. national teams, the players, the leagues, and everything else that impacts the game of soccer in these United States. I'm Donald Wine. It is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024, and tomorrow, the greatest tournament in the world resumes. That's right. The CONCACAF Nations League Finals takes place this weekend in Dallas-Fort Worth. At Jerry World, and the United States are in it. The United States are going for yet another Nations League title, their third straight, if they are able to beat Jamaica in the semifinals and then either of Panama or Mexico in the final. First of all, let's go through the roster because I think the roster is important, and this roster is strong. This is a strong roster that we're looking at here. Let's start with the goalkeepers. We have Drake Callender, Ethan Horvath, and Matt Turner. Our defenders, Sergiño Dest, Christopher Lund, Mark McKenzie, Tim Ream, Chris Richards, Anthony Robinson, Miles Robinson, and Joe Scally. Your midfielders are Tyler Adams, Johnny Cardoso, Weston McKennie, Yunus Musa, and Gio Reyna. And your forwards, Brendan Aaronson, Valerian Balogun, Malik Tillman, Ricardo Pepi, Christian Pulisic, Tim Weah, and Haji Wright. Now, you heard some names in this list that we haven't heard in a minute. One of them being Tyler Adams. Tyler Adams back on the national team. He missed all of 2023 due to injury. And when he was named, it was quite a surprise because at that time he had not even appeared for Bournemouth after his injury that kept him out basically after his first start. He's been out for about 5 or 6 months. And now he's back. He played against Bournemouth. He played for Bournemouth just before this. And he said he can go 45 to 60 minutes against Jamaica. We will see if that's something that's in the cards for him and whether Greg Berhalter uses him in that way. But it's a great, great sight to see our captain, number four, back on the national team. I mentioned Brendan Aaronson and Haji Wright. They were originally not on the roster, but they are injury replacements for Luca De La Torre and Josh Sargent. Josh Sargent had just returned to the national team, and in the span of a few days, he scored a goal and then got hurt again. So he had to be removed from the roster. A tough, tough break for him. We hope to see him back here soon. Miles Robinson and Drake Callender, the only two MLS players that were called in. And when you look at this roster, there are a lot of players that were left off. But there's also a lot of players that earned inclusion on this roster. There's no Brandon Vasquez, no Shaq Moore, DeJuan Jones, Matt Miazga. Walker Zimmerman just got hurt. I believe he just had surgery, so hopefully he's back healthy very, very soon. Leonard Maloney's not on this roster. Alejandro Sendejas is not in this roster. But in their place are guys who have been contributing quite a bit to their clubs. Malik Tillman has been playing super well for PSV. Ricardo Pepi playing super well. Christian Pulisic at the top of his game. Tim Way at the top of his game. Haji Wright has been scoring bushels of goals for Coventry City, including the game winner just this past weekend in the FA Cup quarterfinals, a 100th minute stoppage time goal to send him there. You notice Sergiño Dest is on this roster. Of course, he has a red card suspension for the semifinal because of his stupid red card. We can't call anything other than that, his stupid red card that he got at Trinidad and Tobago back in November. But he is on the roster, and that shows you that, one, that outburst that he had after he got his red card, all of that has been washed under the, you know, all of that has been smoothed over. He's in good graces with the team, with Greg Berhalter. He's back on this team. He'll sit out the semifinal, but would be available for either the final or the third place match. Of course, the U.S. is guaranteed to have two games at Jerry World this weekend. Then there's also just the player pools in a really good spot. The guys who didn't make this roster, I know it was a very tough decision, and Greg Berhalter in his press conference earlier this week said that it was going to be a tough decision about how he crafts this roster, who he brings on, and who he leaves at home. But he did stress when he named the roster that the guys who are not named to this roster, it's not like their time is up with the national team. It's not like they won't have a chance to potentially play them their way onto the Copa America roster this summer. There's going to be a lot of competition. Brendan Harrison, Haji Wright, the guys who were not on this roster initially but were added, they have an opportunity to show that they should have been on this roster. Other guys that I mentioned, the Brandon Vasquez, Moore, DeJuan Jones, Miazga, Zimmerman, Maloney, Zendejas, guys like that, they're going to have opportunities to show that they belong on this roster and that they should be called in as one of the 23 guys for Copa America. This team, as they enter the Nations League, as I mentioned, they're the only team that's ever won this thing. And Greg Berhalter really, really wants this. Having spoken with him, he said that he absolutely wants to go for this title. He recognizes that it's harder to hang on to a trophy than it is to go win one. And if you recall, during the Nations League last summer, is when it was announced that he was returning as head coach of this team. BJ Callahan led the team to victory over Mexico and Canada in the 2023 finals to claim the trophy. But this time around, Panama, Mexico, and Jamaica are going to try and lift the trophy for the first time. This won't be easy. Jamaica matches up very well with the United States. They always play us tough. They have some guys that can take you out, and they have guys who are very, very strong in playing club ball at the highest level. But the United States, this roster is super strong. This roster is built for success. And I think, you know, a lot of people, they love to say what they want about Greg Berhalter, but when this roster came out, there's a lot of people who were like, this is about as good as you could get. There may be some guys here and there, like a Cameron Carter-Vickers that you may prefer. Cameron Carter-Vickers, I know, just recently got injured. You might prefer an Austin Trusty. But at the same time, you can't really go wrong with this roster. You have guys that are strong. You have backups at just about every position. And it's about production on the field. That's the real question here. Tyler Adams, maybe the biggest question mark, how he can play and how the team kind of responds to him being back in the lineup, how they work with him on the field, because we've kind of not necessarily gotten used to life without him, but we had to adapt to life without him. Johnny Cardoso has come on strong for Real Betis since he's been there. Weston McKennie is arguably, if Christian Pulisic wasn't playing in Serie A, Weston McKennie might be the best player in Serie A. He's been that good this year for Juventus. And Yunus Musa biding his time, playing very well when he's on the field. So you have a midfield that's strong. You have forwards that are strong. Take your pick of who's going to start, who's going to play, especially at the nine. That might be the biggest question, is who gets those starts between Balogun, Pepe, Haji Wright has played the nine, but most likely will back up Weah on the wing. I am super excited about this. I'm super excited about this Nations League because it's the greatest tournament, because I love it so much, but also because this team is on the cusp of doing something that most people probably didn't think was possible, to win a tournament three times in a row. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure to do so because, again, when you are the champions, everyone has the target faced at you, and everyone's going to try and take them out. Jamaica's going to give it a go, and then either Panama or Mexico is going to get their shot. And the United States has to respond It's going to be electric atmosphere. I cannot wait for it. If you're in Dallas, come find me. Of course, I'll be at the American Outlaws tailgates and just riding around as well to the Copa playoffs that are also this weekend. But find me there. Expect fireworks because this tournament always has them. How do you top 2023? Who top 2021? I don't know how you do it, but I can't wait to find out. And I'll be in the building for it. So, again, the Nations League this week, tomorrow in Dallas, the semifinals against Jamaica, the other semifinal being Panama and Mexico. The winners meet in the final on Sunday. The losers meet in the third place match. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be fun. When we get back, the U23 team has a window this week with a couple of matches. We'll discuss their preparation for the Olympics after this.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey everyone, are you looking for the latest gear for your U.S. national teams, Major League Soccer, the NWSL, or any other team in the world of soccer? The USA Soccercast has affiliate partnerships that are ready to help you out. Head to linktree.com/USA Soccercast, where we have links to Homage, Fanatics, the MLS Store, and Breaking Feet. You can get the jersey, shirt, hat, or accessory you're looking for to support your team while also saving some money and helping this show in the process. Again, linktree.com/USA Soccercast. Click on the links and get your gear. And we thank you as always for your support of the show. We are back and we switch our attention to the Utes. That's right, the U23 team has two matches during this window in the lead up to their preparations for the Summer Olympics in Paris. Of course, the first time since 2008 that the U23 men have appeared in the Olympics. And to do that, they're trying to schedule games against some tough opponents in an effort to prepare themselves for that tournament. They are going to play Guinea in Spain, and then they will travel to France to take on France. France, of course, being the host of the Olympics. Guinea is in the Olympic playoff against the fourth place finisher in the AFC U23 Asian Cup. That will come a little bit later. But first, let's take a look at this roster because you're going to recognize a lot of these names. Goalkeepers, you have Patrick Schull and Chris Brady. Chris Brady was an injury replacement for Gaga Slonina, who just pulled out due to injury. Defenders, you have George Campbell, Maximilian Dietz, Nathan Harriel, Brian Reynolds, John Tolkien, John Tomkinson, and Caleb Wiley. Midfielders, Paxton Aronson, Gianluca Busio, Daniel Edelman, Jack McGlynn, Aiden Morris, and Tanner Tessman. And then you have forwards, Esmer Bajaterovic, Cade Cowell, Johan Gomez, Diego Luna, Duncan Maguire, Kevin Paredes, and Griffin Yao. This roster is loaded with a lot of guys with senior national team experience or who are playing heavy minutes for their club. That is what they've been looking for. Opportunities to really load up the U23s, and it shows that the future is bright for this program. The great thing is that all of these guys are going to get experience, and it was clear in the case of Greg Berhalter that the emphasis for many guys in this case who could dip between the U23s and a senior national team was to gain that experience through playing on the U23s rather than just get called up to the senior team for Nations League and not play. He specifically mentioned guys like Kevin Paredes and Paxton Aronson as guys who really could play on the national team and could be called in to that Nations League roster. But after conversing with all the coaching staff and the coaching staff for the U23s, Marko Mitrovic, who's leading the team to the Olympics, they decided that the U23s was the way to go for them, to get them prepared and to also get this core together. So I'm really glad that they have this opportunity to play these games again against some tough opponents. We can identify the holes that can be filled with other players. Again, at the Olympics, you can call in up to three players over the age of 23 if you so desire. You don't have to, but it's allowed. And maybe with Mitrovic having all these guys in, he's able to identify where those holes might be and maybe say, okay, a guy who doesn't make the Copa America roster, maybe he's in line to be called in for the Olympics. Speaking of the Olympic draw is today on Wednesday for both the U23s and the women's national team. So we will find out who they'll be playing in France this summer. For now, the U23s continue to test itself against some of the best teams in the world in an effort to hopefully go for gold in Paris. That will do it for episode 129 of the USA Soccercast. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, follow us on Twitter and we're on YouTube as well. Find us on both at USA Soccercast. Subscribe, rate, and review our episodes. It really helps and it's greatly appreciated. Also, don't forget, we have affiliate programs with a ton of places to get you the gear you love and help you travel to see your favorite teams play or watch them from the comfort of your home. We have partnerships with Homage, Fanatics, Kitbag, ESPN Plus, Fubo TV, Paramount Plus, Hilton, Marriott, United, and so much more. So head to our Linktree, linktree.com/USA Soccercast to learn more. Click the links to those sites and support the show in the process. We really appreciate that as well. We'll talk to you again soon, y'all. Peace.